It's Wednesday Wonders, science fiction and fantasy on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that all children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
What is wrong with you?
You know how I get.
There's no need for tears.
It's a wedding. A little crying is appropriate. Expected even. But not you, you stone-faced ghoul.
Ghoul?
Yes, ghoul. You're like one of those Easter Island statues.
Better Easter Island than Niagara Falls. I never realized you were so attached to the hipster.
His name is Sven.
His name is Steve.
Whatever. The important thing is, he has a name, and we should use it. Oh, he's grown on me. He's like part of the family now.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Me too.
And Chachi.
You mean Charlie?
Yeah, he's grown on me too. Like a wart. Oh, my.
Oh, when they first walked in here, I didn't think they were going to make it. I thought Anna had made a huge mistake, but just look at them now.
Going out there to save the world.
By marrying a Scottish crossdresser. That's the story, right? What Merlin told Steve, marry McNish, save the world?
I don't think it's specific to McNish. I think our boy just has to marry somebody.
Says who?
The wedding invitation.
You mean the mysterious wedding invitation of unknown origin?
Yeah. That one. Something ain't right, is it?
So ain't right, it's gotta be wrong.
Down, open up your ears, time to take you to a new destination. Tell you a tale that you won't believe, gotta use a little imagination. Charlie and Steve both down on their luck, looking for a job to pay. Walking the streets, all help wanted sign, went in to see what they had to say.
You look like two nice guys. Come on in and we'll give you a try.
We're an agency here of the traveling kind. Call It's About Time.
Oh, what am I gonna do? McNish? She's great and all, but marriage?
Bachelor party!
Not again.
Rick didn't make the trip to Vegas. It's Bachelor Party 2. Sequels can be equals.
This bachelor party is going to make The Hangover 3 look like The Hangover 2.
No second bachelor party. I'm not in the mood.
Well, I sure am. How about you, sexy?
Well, I guess I could be talked into...
Not you. Him.
Yes, of course. I knew that.
Me?
Mm-hmm. Let's go, big boy.
Gosh, ma'am, this is awful exciting. Are you one of those leopard ladies?
Cougar. Cougar.
Oh, hot dog!
Well, it's just you and me.
No Sammy Davis Jr. this time?
We've got something even better. Erica! Tequila!
Uh-oh. Looks like those two are doing some celebrating. I can't believe he's really getting married.
I'm not holding my breath. Still, I better go talk to them. I don't need them three sheets to the wind at 1 p.m.
Anna!
Have a seat, Anna. We're celebrating this young man's journey into wedded bliss.
Well, just don't get too blissful. It's still technically lunchtime.
Well, you can't drink all day if you don't start early. Come on, Steve, buck up, will you?
Steve, everything is going to be fine. Trust me!
You know, you're right. Everything will be fine. And it looks like the tequila is here, just in time.
Here you go, guys. I brought the bottle.
And put it on
your tab, yeah. I know. Not this time.
But Erica,
I mean is, it's on the house.
Huh?
It's from my grandfather's secret stash.
Wow. Blackbeard's secret stash? Of tequila? I thought he was a rum guy.
He got around. He loved Mexico. And the senoritas. And I brought a glass for you, Anna.
Okay. But just one. I have to get to the courthouse before close of business. Important paperwork. You know, business stuff.
I propose a toast. To Steve. And a very short marriage.
Amen to that.
Yes. To a short marriage. Averting the apocalypse. And Blackbeard's tequila.
and the best friends a guy could have.
Cheers!
Oh my God, that is amazing.
I think I'm actually having an out-of-body experience.
It's like magic on my tongue.
That's what she said.
Rick! Where have you been?
A quest.
A quest?
A Nissan quest. Surprisingly roomy with 37.1 feet of cargo space for storage.
And we needed every inch of it. Rick, you should really have a license for that thing.
Oh, don't I need to pass an examination to get a license?
I'd be happy to examine you anytime. I'm feeling a little weak in the knees. I should probably get an Uber.
She's a real nice lady.
You don't look so good.
I don't feel so good.
What's the problem?
Too much of a good thing.
Whiskey?
Time travel.
Whiskey's more fun.
My life is one portal after another, looking for one of those remaining devices. Place havoc on the cells.
You didn't allow your DNA enough time to recuperate. Whiskey helps with that too, you know.
Oh, really? How's that work?
After a trip, drink a fifth of scotch. By the time you've done that and slept it off, you're ready to go again.
I like your style, McNish.
Now. Remember, I'm a woman nearly wed.
What about you? You found one?
A device, you mean?
I wasn't talking about whiskey.
That's too bad. I like talking about whiskey almost as much as I like drinking it.
So, have you?
You already know the answer is no.
And why would I know that?
Because if you thought it was yes, you'd have tried to take it already.
Clever girl. But you know, you owe me one for, past favors. If you're holding out on me...
No holdouts. I've been close a time or two, but what I'm really trying to figure out is your game.
What game is that?
The veil, the cummerbund, the cufflinks, little clues you left.
I have an investment to protect. I was certain Anna would use the device and go back and prevent the wedding.
And here I thought you were just a hopeless romantic.
Maybe she really did destroy it.
What a waste if she did.
Exactly. And Anna, for all her faults, which are many, isn't one to dispose of such a valuable asset lightly.
So what? She hid it under her mattress or something?
It's somewhere in that office. It always comes back to that office, that building.
And Ragnarok? The end of the world?
Legend. Mere legend.
So, no need for a wedding then.
Oh, no. The wedding must go on.
Fine. You know, this wedding was not part of my 5-year plan.
What does 5 years mean to people like us?
Good point.
And how is it supposed to go?
Oh, you know, travel around, find a device, gain complete mastery over space and time. Honestly, it probably wouldn't have taken 5 years. I just really like round numbers.
Well, if life is a highway, consider this a detour.
I just don't want to spend too much time in the carpool lane. What else do you need from me?
Just make sure you get to the church on time.
Tell you what, Lester. I've never seen a deed like this. How'd you find it?
My means and methods are my own. Is it legal?
Do you know what common law is, Lester?
I do not make it my business to acquaint myself with that which is common, dear lady.
Common law just means British law. It's what we base most of our laws on, especially when it comes to real estate.
Not that the history lesson isn't edifying, but I do wish you would arrive at a point.
I'm trying to say that since it was legal under common law, it's legal now.
And what does that mean for us here, now, in the present?
The deed is for 100 years. Now, in order for someone to renew the deed, they have to pay £1 sterling before the deadline.
Elaborate on that last part.
The £1 sterling?
The deadline.
Close of business today.
So that little £1 sterling needs to cross your palm by 5 o'clock today, correct?
Or whenever I close up shop. Things are never busy on a Friday.
And what hypothetically would happen, hypothetically, if the deed holder didn't hypothetically make it before the deadline?
According to this, the deed becomes available to anyone willing to pay £2 sterling.
£2 sterling? Why, that's double the price.
What can I say? Inflation.
Never mind. What does one receive in exchange for these 2 pounds of blood sterling?
That person takes over the deed for the next 100 years. The new owner can't take possession for 24 hours, and the property has to be vacant. Otherwise, the previous owner has a right of redemption, and it will go to auction on the courthouse steps.
Well, we wouldn't want that. The property will be vacant, I assure you. Oh my, that sounds like quite the storm coming. You know how these streets in downtown Charleston flood whenever a storm pops up? Perhaps you should close up shop now to protect these valuable documents. After all, you're the boss around here.
Well, maybe I shouldn't.
May I be frank with you?
If you'll be frank, I'll be Ernest.
Your name is Ernest?
Ernestine, actually.
Ernestine, have you ever had dinner at Mary's on Queen?
I tried to go during restaurant week once, but I couldn't get a reservation.
What would you say if I told you that I had reservations for 2 at that very restaurant 15 minutes from this very moment?
I'd say that whoever is going with you is very lucky.
Yes, indeed. Would you like to know who that person is?
Is it someone I know?
That person is to be determined. Would you like to be determined, Ernestine?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to be determined so good, Lester.
I believe that can be arranged.
Time is on my side.
Yes, it is!
Anna, I just remembered you said you had some place to be today.
Thanks, Erica. I've got a little time. What time is it?
4:19. I've got some place I've got to be in a minute.
4:19? Eastern Standard Time?
Of course, Eastern Standard Time. Hey, Rick, want a blaze?
Okay.
That means I've got 41 minutes to drive downtown, park, run to the courthouse, and... It's raining!
Anna, you'll never make it in that gas-guzzling exhaust factory. We'll take my bike.
I can't ride a bike in this skirt.
I know. I said we. You'll ride on the handlebars.
No. Car's still better.
Get a hold of yourself, woman. Traffic at this hour? You'll never make it in a car. But when it comes to the bike lane, that's where I rule the world.
You're right, Steve. That's the most sensible thing you've ever said.
I only have one helmet, but I'll give it to you.
That ruckus you guys are making is turning into a commotion. What's going on out here? Oh, and don't go in there.
Anna's got to get downtown fast, but there's no time to drive. It's bike time.
You gonna take her on your Schwinn?
You just watch. Buckle up, Anna. Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Stop that right now. You are no Paul Newman.
Yes, Anna.
Hey, Erica. Erica? Don't tell me she went on break. My presence is wasted on her.
That was amazing, Steve, the way you dodged those tourists. If I didn't know better, Son of a bitch! Closed? You can't be closed! Open up! Open up!
I'm Bear Grylls. I'm gonna show you what it takes to get up.
Will you please turn off that television?
I like Man vs. Wild. Is that bad thing?
It's gross thing. There are things not meant to be in mouth.
Just turn it off. We have business to discuss. That's better. Those minor birds are giving me migraines.
Am I late? Or did I just miss the boring parts?
You're just in time.
She is not needed for this. Katya and I
are not indispensable.
Meaning what?
It's double negative, darling.
It means you wouldn't be missed.
And who are you?
I'm the straw that stirs the drink.
She's our blushing bride.
Wedding is nothing more than pig dog display of capitalist excess. In Glorious Workers' Republic, wedding is an occasion for paperwork, not no festival.
My Sergei. Oh, such a romantic.
The wedding is merely a distraction that will leave the agency and the portal unattended.
And then we strike, like... Glorious People's Army on Tsarist Pig Dogs!
Anastasia was so pretty. Pity she had to die with the rest of the Dormanovs.
Wait, there's going to be violence?
Streets will run red with the blood of our enemies.
Oh, who else is turned on right now? Huh? Be honest.
This isn't what I signed on for.
Ignore them. I have something very powerful.
What?
It's a court injunction.
Wow. When you put it that way, it sounds really kind of boring.
This injunction lets us take legal possession of the building. But we also have to take physical custody.
Yes, we overwhelm them with force.
No force, darling. Subterfuge.
Ah. So, while the parade of fools is occupied with your wedding, we simply stroll into the building and, well...
Possession is 9/10 of the law?
Something like that. The other 10th is paperwork. And the other 50% is mental.
I don't think that adds up.
Ignore them! It's capitalist pig dog math.
Duh.
The three of you have your instructions. Don't disappoint me.
Well, this is it, buddy. The point of no return.
Why do you keep saying that?
It's something I wish people had said to me on my wedding day. Days.
I'm so nervous. Why am I so nervous? I mean, this is just make-believe.
Enjoy it, Steve, even if it is just make-believe. Are you sure their tuxes fit? I mean, there's still time for alterations, isn't there?
Relax. They look great.
Are you all right, Miss Anna?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You just look a little tense is all.
There's some business I didn't get to before this. It's fine. I've got all the time in the world.
Steve!
Erica! No offense, but you're a little young for me.
I found this on the church steps, Steve. It's addressed to you.
What is it?
It's from McNish. She's not coming.
What? She's stranding you at the altar? What's the matter with you?
I thought we were finally going to see the hipster happy.
Oh.
What is going on here? Where's the bride?
She's not coming. She sent a note.
Wait! Ragnarok! The end of the world! Erica! Quick! Get up here and marry Steve before the world ends!
No. She says that was never going to happen, that it was all Branch. And that she's sorry.
It's a trap!
A trap?
No! A ploy! A diversion! A distraction! We gotta get back to the agency now! Hurry! We gotta get in there before...
Before it's too late? Too late.
Where did you people come from?
Well, when a daddy likes a mama, he gives her a special hug. And then...
I just had all the locks changed. How did you get in?
Don't concern yourself, comrade. The deed, please.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on here, Hyphenbridge, is that you are out of business. Finished. I warned you, Hyphenbridge.
Is this about Stephanie?
It's about winning, Hyphenbridge. I am a winner, and winners always win.
Meaning what?
Meaning, Verino, that my clients, Sergei and Katya, are now the proud owners of this fine establishment. Lock, stock, and barrel. Winning.
Everything? My Wookiees? My Darth Vader paperweight? My Jar Jar Binks action figure?
No. You can take that and your silly little wedding present there. Everything else stays.
Now, if you will excuse us, we have a business to run.
Oh, yes. A very lucrative capitalist business.
I'm still not quite sure what just happened.
We're all out of a job. That's what happened.
The lease on the building was for 100 years. I missed the deadline. It's all my fault.
So all of this whole thing was to get us out of the building on the day of the deadline?
Yep.
Just go back in time and change the deed. Huh? Brilliant idea. Worthy of maybe a kiss? Huh?
Just one little problem.
My breath?
No. In order to change something on this timeline, I need an anti-Keithra device. You don't happen to have one on you, do you? Rick, how about you? Got an anti-Keithra device in your pocket?
No, just happy to see you.
Steve, you got one?
No, just a worthless Jar Jar Binks action figure and a wedding present.
Oh, what is it anyway?
I don't know. Haven't opened it yet.
Well?
All right. Got a card here. Oh, it's from her.
McNish?
Yeah.
Bleh. We hate her. What's it say?
It says, surprise lover, for good times past and good times to come. Oh, and look, a stuffed koala. Isn't that cute?
For good times past and good times to come.
Give me a break. She was in on this whole thing.
Women.
The whole time trying to get her hands on an anti-Keithra device. Good times past and good times to come. She knew there wasn't going to be any good times to come.
What? Oh, Charlie, you're a genius. That's it. Huh? Give me that koala. Uh-huh. Oh, please, please, please. Yes.
What is it?
Not positive, but fingers crossed I'm right. Meet me at the agency in 10 minutes. Oh, and Mr. Hyphenbridge.
Yeah? Wowza!
Wait, did she give you tongue?
Oh, yeah.
That should have been my kiss.
Shh. I'm basking in the afterglow. Got a cigarette?
Here she comes. Anna, what's going on?
We'll find out in just a second. Cross your fingers.
I'd cross my toes if I could uncurl them.
Shut up. Here we go.
Well, look who it is. You are either customers or trespassers.
Should we get you a travel brochure or call police?
Why, wait, darling. Call the police. They are interfering with our capitalism party.
You ever have real Russian vodka, Hyphenbridge?
I prefer bourbon.
Shame. How about you, Verino? Put a little hair on your chest.
I'm perfectly hirsute, thank you.
You do throw around those big words, don't you? Well, maybe you can use some of those big words on the police as soon as they get here. Now, y'all gonna leave or do I call 911?
Anna, whatever this is, it isn't working. And I sure don't want to be locked up again.
Yeah, Steve's right, Anna. Time to go.
Nope. I'm gonna stay right here.
I will call the police on you, Anna.
Go ahead. Call them. And what will they charge us with, exactly?
Trespassing. This deed right here says that my clients are the rightful owners and you are not welcomed. That's trespassing.
Yes, we are owners. You are not. You are not welcome.
You are not welcomed as our capitalism business.
Lester, would you mind reading that part in the lease that says we're trespassing? You'll have to read it to the police when they get here anyway, so if you don't mind.
What's she doing?
I have no idea, but I hope it works.
All right, if you insist. Let's see, we'll skip all the where-tos and whatnots. Here we go, right here. Says that if your family doesn't renew this lease within exactly 200 years, then you forfeit the right of possession. That's right. It's right there in black and white, Anna. Black and white.
What did you say?
You heard me, Verino.
Yeah, I heard you say 200.
That's right. You said 200 years.
200 years? You said 100 years.
I don't know what happened. I swear they said 100 years. Somebody tricked me.
I think it is you who trick us. Mm-hmm.
Take it outside, people, before I have you arrested for trespassing.
No.
You have not seen last of us.
We will be back.
What just happened there?
That lease said 100 years. How'd you change it? You don't have an anti-Keithra device.
I didn't, but I do now.
Where did you get one?
The koala. See, it winds up.
She left it as a wedding present on Steve's desk, hidden in plain sight.
Oh, she's good.
Oh, I'm very good.
McNish, what are you doing here?
Oh, calm down. If it wasn't for me, you'd still be out on the street whining like a lost puppy.
I wasn't whining.
But you were part of Branch's plan.
Look, my relationship with Branch is no better than yours. I was using him to find more devices.
Did you?
I could only find two. The others are still out there.
Well, thank you for returning mine.
Oh, that's not yours. I have yours. You have the one I promised Branch.
And what does Branch have?
The wind-up guts to a musical koala. Listen, Steve. I know we're not getting married and all, but I thought maybe we could...
pretend wedding night?
Dum, dum, da-dum.
Okay, folks. We've got some things to discuss, so we'll see you guys later, okay? Yeah, bye now.
Things to discuss. You know where they're going, right?
Yes, I do.
And you know what they're going to do, right?
Oh, yes. I know exactly what they're going to do.
Well, you know, I've been thinking about that, that kiss.
And?
Well, it was, really nice.
Yes, it was, actually.
So, I was wondering if there was some place you would like to go and, something you would like to do.
Oh, yes. I want you to go back to my office.
Uh-huh.
Take off your jacket.
Yeah?
Loosen your tie.
Oh, yeah.
And collate your brains out.
You mean copulate.
No. I mean collate. You've got a lot of filing to do. This is a business, you know.
Where are you going?
A bubble bath. And, oh my. Oh, see you Monday.
Bubble bath? I need a cold shower.
Two nice guys getting real sci-fi, making trouble of an ancient kind. If you get impatient, just keep in mind that it's about time.
Hey, this is Charlie James from the Cardinal James Show, producer of It's About Time. We hope you've enjoyed seasons 1 and 2 of the show. We certainly appreciated having you along for the ride. Unfortunately, we will not be returning to produce a season 3. If you enjoyed the show, though, please make sure to check out our website and find out how you can follow many of our writers and actors as they move on to other exciting projects. Bringing the adventure of Charlie, Steve, and the rest of the gang has been our extreme pleasure, and we're grateful for all of your support and kind reviews. Both Season 1 and 2 will remain available on iTunes and other podcast directories for the foreseeable future, so please tell your friends to check it out, and thanks again. It's About Time, Wedding Bell Blues, starring Charlie James and Stephen Cardinal, was written by Rob Britt, Stephen Cardinal, Douglas Clinton, and Charlie James, and featured the voice talents of Layla Auld, Sarah Wallace Craven, Raul Ceballos, Tara Howinger, Ryan Aylard, Deb Britt, Tessa Payne, and Becca Anderson. Sound editing by Charlie James, artwork by Sheila Kern.
Do not adjust your sets. You're tuned to Wednesday Wonders on the Mutual Audio Network. Tomorrow on Mutual is Thursday Thrillers, our roundup of action, adventure, mystery, crime drama, and thrillers, of course. Subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed for every day of diverse audio tales. Or find the Thursday Thrillers feed in your favorite podcast players.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.